The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. Maryland visits Minnesota on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Looking forward to opening up the Big Ten season on the road to Minnesota. Big challenge. They've played really well this year, and they're playing really hard and really well-coached team. So big challenge ahead of us. Our guys know that and are preparing well.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from the line of Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. Getting ready to play a team like Minnesota. What kind of challenges does a PJ Fleck coach team bring?
Minnesota is, really, really well coached in all three phases. They play with great effort. They're sound in what they do. It looks like they have a really good understanding of how they operate in all their phases. So there's not a lot of mistakes on film. And like I said, I think probably the best comment you can give a team is they play really hard and they do.
You look at your team right now. Your assessment of your team after four games.
Yep, we've played three games, and my assessment is we've had some really good moments and handled adversity at times, and we've had some moments where we haven't, and we got to be more consistent.
Thanks, Coach, and good luck in Minnesota.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press *1. Your next question comes from the line of Jeremiah Davis, the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was curious about your thoughts on the locker room conditions throughout the conference. I know you've just about made a lap of all of them so far. So how do you feel like the conditions are and with what Coach Harbaugh said about the conference looking into it and where you stand on that?
I did not see his comments, so I can't comment on that. My comment is I have no comment. I don't know. I don't really I have a lot of other things to worry about or think about, I guess, than that. I think as long as there's a place you can use the restroom and take a shower and change your clothes, beyond that is whatever.
Fair enough. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press *1. Your next question comes from the line of Randy Johnson, Minneapolis Star.
Yes, Coach. Have you talked with your team about the protests that have happened over the weekend in the NFL and how you handle that at your level?
We have not, in particular, about this weekend with the most recent protests and comments and all that. We have discussed as a team prior to this, and I think it's important always to do that with your guys and have open dialogue about it. But since this weekend, yesterday or anything, we did not talk about it.
And a follow-up, does your team, are you in the locker room during the national anthem, or are you on the field?
We are. We're in the locker room during our national anthem here.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Murphy, ESPN.
Hey, DJ, I just wanted to ask you, with Kasim going down, whether you feel a little bit snake bitten at that quarterback position right now and how the offense looks a little bit different with Max running it than Kasim or Tyrell?
I don't know. I've heard that term a couple of times, snake bitten. I'm not totally certain what that means, or I don't believe in coincidence or superstition or anything. It happened. It's the hand we've been dealt. I think Kasim and Pig are both very talented and very tough players, and they'll bounce back. They'll be fine. They got great careers ahead of them here, and probably beyond. With Max a quarterback, obviously with even from Pig to Kasim, there was some subtle differences or things with our offense, and so we'll continue to tailor things to the guys we have on the field. And I think that's one of the things you have to do as a coach is figure out who you got out there and what their strengths are and play to those.
Thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question is from the line of Mike Moreau with Associated Press.
DJ, what is that process like during when you only have a week to prepare for a game changing quarterbacks like you've had to do twice now?
I mean, it's probably more difficult right in terms of right when they go into the game. When it happens, I think having a week prepare is, you know, gives you enough time to be able to do that. I mean, it's these are all guys that have been practicing and repping and, you know our offense. So I think when you have a week to prepare, you can, you know, really prepare yourself and go through the process of you know, the game plan and what you're looking at, what you're calling, and there's good communication and feedback between, you know, our quarterbacks and our coaching staff of, you know, what they're comfortable with, what they're not. So I think all those things help. You know, I think a week is plenty of time to get that done.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.